With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A Canadian company's announcement this week that it plans to move forward with construction of the Keystone XL pipeline in northern Montana has nearby Native American tribes and some locals concerned that the flow of workers could carry the novel coronavirus into a community with limited healthcare resources. Yellowstone Public Radio News reports local public health officials say they're okay for now and business owners are looking ahead to the added customer base. Businesses in Glasgow hope that the influx of workers, right now fewer than 100, all of them from the United States, according to Keystone XL developer TC Energy, could be lucrative in the community of roughly 3,300 people. Cottonwood Inn and Suites owner Rob Brunel says the construction workers occupy the majority of his 65 rooms.
We're way down all the way around because of COVID-19, so it's nice having them here.
He says from what he's heard, workers are doing preliminary work that'll lead to building man camps. TC Energy spokesperson Sarah Rayburn says the company plans to begin construction on the 1,000-plus-mile pipeline in Phillips County. TC Energy says the pipeline would transport crude oil from Alberta, Canada, down into Nebraska starting in 2023. Montana counties in its path anticipate a financial boost from the controversial pipeline, one they say is even more sorely needed among business closures and travel restrictions due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. Phillips County Commissioner Richard Dunbar says construction would be a big addition to the county's funding base in the form of property tax. Valley County spokesperson Todd Young says it's a similar situation in his county.
And obviously, if there wasn't a COVID situation here, it would be a huge economy impact to our businesses in town.
Daryl Morehouse owns DNG Sports and Western Wear in Glasgow and says he hopes the construction brings in a lot of new customers.
We've had a few workers already in the store buying some warmer clothing and some steel-toe boots.
He says he's comfortable in believing workers aren't bringing coronavirus into the population, although he adds that's not to say they won't.
They tell me that they are tested every day. They have their temperature taken, and now they're wearing a pink wristband if they've been here over 14 days, so you know who they are.
Valley County Health Officer Dr. Ann Millard says the county gives pink bands out to newcomers who've been through the county's required health protocol.
The ones that are actually staying here, and those are to self-quarantine for 14 days, that if they're an essential worker here, they can go to their job and then go back home.
The Cottonwood Inn's Rob Brunel says the hotel has worked closely with Millard on ways to limit contact with those quarantined workers, including paying over the phone, leaving food at their doors, and installing a sneeze guard around the front desk. That's on top of other rules that TC Energy's primary contractor, Barnard Construction out of Bozeman, Montana, has established for workers like logging in and out of work sites, social distancing, and self-reporting. Millard, who's a family doctor at Francis Mahon Deaconess Hospital, says the countywide protocol is aimed at protecting Valley County's most vulnerable residents.
We're always concerned about the elderly, which is a big portion of our population in this county. We're also worried about those who are taking chemotherapy. We do that at our hospital, or other people who are on immunocompromising agents for their medical problems.
Francis Mahon Deaconess is a critical access hospital, which means it has 25 beds total. Millard says two of those are ICU beds, and the hospital has 4 ventilators.
For now, we're okay.
Governor Steve Bullock on Friday said he shares some people's concern about workers and their families potentially bringing the COVID-19 illness into counties currently reporting no known cases. But he added construction is considered essential work under his stay-at-home order and that he's been in touch with local officials, TC Energy, and Barnard Construction.
I've further asked our chief medical officer at the state to coordinate with Valley County to evaluate the measures that they put in place.
But nearby tribes and those along the pipeline's planned route are worried. Attorney Matthew Campbell, who represents the Fort Belknap Indian community in Montana and the Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota, says his clients have declared states of emergency for the virus.
Part of what we have submitted to the court is the concern about the gathering of these man camps with many people that come together and are working on the pipelines and that are near these tribal communities, which are generally at-risk communities.
Campbell represents the tribes in an ongoing lawsuit against TC Energy on the grounds that the pipeline would cross tribally owned land and therefore violate their land rights. He says U.S. District Judge Brian Morris will hear the case remotely on April 16th, but it's possible the case could be decided before then. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.